This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Joy podcast, where you want them, when you want them. Remember, it's your station.
Tass.
The Yes Alliance campaign.
Yes, Macca. So
we're racing up to the final day.
Oh, we certainly are.
This has been a very, very long time, and I think everybody's got their breath held. You know,
and we're all a bit over it, actually.
And we just want to know what the bloody answer is, don't we?
We do.
What are they going to bloody well do about it?
Okay, Yes Alliance.
The Yes Alliance.
The Yes Alliance, which, by the way, for those people who don't know who the Yes Alliance is, it's a network.
A cast of thousands.
It's a network of about 32 organisations. Many organisations of which are ethnic-based or are faith-based who've essentially gotten together, coordinated or convened by Dr. Judy Tang, and we'll speak with Judy in a minute.
She's on the phone.
Ah, good morning. Judy, are you there?
Hi. I am here. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Good morning. I was just introducing you and this initiative, Judy. So the Yes Alliance, which you convene, I understand, is a network of about 32 organisations, which include organisations like the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria, the Centre for Multicultural Youth, Christians for Marriage Equality, Democracy in Colour, Greek and Gay Support Network, Aleph Melbourne, Arab Council of Australia, and it goes on and on and on. So what an amazing effort to pull that together. Congratulations. And I understand that during the week you released a video saying thank you to all those people who voted yes.
Yes.
Tell us about that. Yeah, Tell us why you did that.
Well, I guess for a lot of people from multicultural, multi-faith backgrounds, and a lot of people in general, the notion of family is very important for us. And a lot of the way that we show our gratitude is just to say thank you for the little things, or in this case, for a lot of us, the big thing that they've done, which is to vote yes, because we understand that it hasn't been necessarily the most straightforward or easiest choice for them to make, but for them to have made that vote, to vote yes. This is our way of saying thank you, and to also, you know, extend our hand out and to say let's keep up the good work, and there's more to do afterwards.
We do have Tony Ayres in the studio. He'll be coming here shortly.
In a sec, he's lurking outside.
He's lurking outside to actually talk about the actual ad. I've seen the ad. I found the ad very moving, to be quite honest. You know, it starts off, it's a nice interaction between a mother and a son. It's a lovely letter, and then it sort of finishes in a very warm embrace. So what was the motivation behind actually that particular scripting and that particular piece of writing? Or is that something that we should talk to Tony about?
Yeah, I was going to say, Tony would probably be the best person for that, because I was just lucky enough to see the ad before it was released, and I got a bit teary, I got a bit sniffly, so I think Tony would be the best person to talk to about what was he thinking when he put that together. All I can say is I loved it,
We'll certainly put that to Tony. Tell us a little bit about the Yes Alliance and what makes them tick.
So, like you mentioned before, it's a collection of multicultural, multi-faith groups who have all decided to band together, because we don't necessarily get the media coverage to say that there are people who come from an ethnic or faith background that do support the yes vote. And so we wanted to have to show that there are family, people and individuals and communities from ethnic groups who do support yes, and we wanted to show our support, and that's why we put it together. I guess it was a pretty straightforward idea, and of course it wasn't just me, it was also a few other people who
it must be empowering for people who identify as part of some of those groups.
It is.
Who might feel quite isolated.
Yeah.
You couldn't get the Greek Orthodox Church involved, could you?
Oh, you know, we tried.
They couldn't work out, Tash, they couldn't work out which door to come out of in the church.
Oh, dear.
We try. We tried. But luckily there was, like you mentioned, the Greek and gay, and there's a few other Greek community people in the community who do support the yes vote. And that's really important. Like, you know, I can also speak for the Asian community, knowing that there's groups and people out there who support the yes vote, who come from the same cultural background. It just makes you feel less lonely. And that you're not in this by yourself.
Can I just ask, Judy, it's Macca here. Let's assume and let's hope that the vote is yes. In the communities that you you know, that you represent, what difference is it going to make to those people and to those communities if the yes vote succeeds and legislation, good legislation, is passed? What difference is it going to make?
For a lot of people from a multicultural background, especially the newly arrived migrants, it really sends a strong message of acceptance and equality. So I think that'll make a huge difference when the yes vote comes through and there are changes made accordingly. Because that way, it's saying that, you know, you're not alone. And there are people in the community that support you and who you are, and there's nothing to be afraid of. I guess that's the main message that I can think of. And for the wider community, it also sends a strong message that this is what Australia believes in. This is what we think everyone deserves, which is marriage equality, and it sort of sets a new structure of understanding for how Australia should be like.
Judy, during the course of the week, I read in some of the mainstream press that the Conservatives have actually very much welcomed this postal survey because it's given them an opportunity to galvanise the Conservative vote. What's your view about that, given that a number of your members actually come out of some of those Conservative background elements?
Well, my only opinion of that is that it sort of drives me mad because it's... And there has been. I mean, the Conservative people have been a bit strategic in targeting a lot of multicultural communities, and I guess, you know, that really infuriates me that they've done that. And again, that's another reason why the Yes Alliance was also put together to counter literally the misinformation that the more Conservative people have been putting out in their language, you know, in the different languages, to try and get people who might not necessarily understand what's happening.
And from what I understand, the leaders of the No campaign have, ACL, have actually been working very closely with Chinese community and the Greek Orthodox community and a number of other faith-based ethnic communities to really help them to galvanise the No messages within their own networks. And that's been, you know, I've seen that certainly in my family's community. I'm not Greek anymore. My family.
Oh, you've
renounced it.
He's renouncing.
I'm
so angry with the Greek Orthodox Church. I've renounced it.
Yeah, just a bit of static test. Don't worry about it.
And of course, what's happened is some of the No groups have actually been demonising some of your very own members of this alliance. So do you have any examples of that? Are there any examples that you're able to share with us?
Yes, I do. One of the main examples is Yalla Kitties, the Asian Queer Women's group, put together a advertorial sort of giving information on why the yes vote, why people should be voting yes, and they actually were knocked back by every Chinese newspaper, as far as I am aware of. So then we had to mobilize it through our social media networks and so forth. And I mean, as with everyone, they put in all their time to make it work, translate the information and so forth. But so that's just I guess, you know, their diplomatic way of saying they is that they didn't want to post either way. But I guess it did make everyone feel a bit bummed out that that was happening. However, for some other people, it fueled their flames. So they're like, well, if that's the case, we'll just share it out with everyone and yes. whoever we know and let's go for it.
Thank God for social media is all I can say.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And, exactly. And I mean, yeah.
No, I was going to say.
I guess.
No, please, yes, go on.
Go on.
No, you
go. In terms of the communities, we're not necessarily, you know, it's not just the Greeks and the Chinese and so forth that have this. We've got this in every community, but, I mean, I guess if you ask for an example, that's sort of one example out of many other examples for a specific ethnic group.
Well, certainly I have. I've had some engagement with some of those Chinese newspapers in another area of enterprise. And anyway, they wanted some support from me for a project. And I said, well, you actually won't run the Yes Alliance stuff. So I don't think so.
Go Macca.
Mm.
They didn't expect that answer.
Go
it's
Macca.
It's called democracy.
Go Macca.
Works both ways.
We're nearly out of time. We're nearly out of time, Judy. But one of our listeners has asked the message, how can they view the ads? Where can they view them online?
Online, yeah.
Online, it's on YouTube. If you look up the Facebook page, the Yes Alliance Facebook page, but also the AGMC, the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural page, we have a link to the YouTube ad there, and it's really beautiful. I really recommend you see it.
Okay, we're going to talk to Tony about the ad very soon. So, just to sort of whet our listeners' appetites, go to Facebook and look up the Yes Alliance or the
issues too.
Okay, and the AGMC, is that correct? AGMC,
yes, that is correct.
Lovely, Judy. Thank you very much for your time this morning. It's been great to have you on board. Congratulations on the leadership that you've shown with this amazing network of people.
Your community is our business. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.